Marty, first of all, tell me a little bit about this report that you're announcing today.
Sure. The Field to Market Keystone Alliance for Sustainable Agriculture report on environmental resource indicators is focused on measuring outcomes of agricultural producers and the impact that we in the agricultural sector of the economy have on our larger landscape. So the question isn't what is it we're doing, but what effect are we having? It's a very outcomes-based analysis. This is our first step in trying to get our arms around, as a community, get our arms around this big picture, this big question of sustainability.
So what are some of the trends that you see coming out of this report?
The good news is that American agricultural producers are among the most efficient in the world. Clearly, we have made great strides in the last 100 years, and in our report, time span over the last 20 years even, in increasing our ability to produce high-quality crops on minimal acreages. That is to say, we can generate more crops per acre now than we could 20 years ago with fewer inputs. And those inputs all equal cost and impacts on the environment. So as we reduce those inputs, that means we can get the crops we produce have less total impact on the environment per unit crop.
So how will this report be used? I mean, what's kind of the next step in terms of where this information goes?
Sure. The next step the first step is to analyze where we are, and that's what we've done. This report is simply telling us, giving us a sense at a national level for the wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton for the key outcomes indicators that we're evaluating where we are. The next step is going to be evaluating what we can do to improve production efficiency even better. And we're focusing on water resources and biodiversity for the next step.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Marty, for telling me a little bit about this report here. Marty is the area director for the Center for Agriculture and Rural Sustainability at the University of Arkansas. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.